Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Crystal Forbes with Great American Title, a family-owned and operated title company with over 30 years serving the real estate community. We provide title and escrow services for both Missouri and Kansas with locations throughout Southwest Missouri. We focus on providing exceptional customer service and trustworthy, reliable title insurance coverage. Our relationships with other industry professionals are why we are able to make dreams come true one closing at a time. Great American Title is proud to sponsor the Simply Authentic podcast, bringing the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help all of us get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically. Back to the Simply Authentic podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings. And today we have a very special guest in studio. Her name is Angie Wiley, and she is a high performance mindset coach. And we're going to get into all the things that she does. So welcome,
Angie. Welcome, Angie.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And I just want to say, we met you a couple of years ago.
Yes.
When we were just getting started with the podcast and thoughts about it and so forth, because of our friend Lori Robertson. Yes. She knew you and just said, you guys need to meet this lady. Yeah. And so circle back a couple years later, we've seen you at an event and we've kind of run back through the same path. And so we knew that we needed to have you on here to so all of our listeners can find out who you are.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Yes, it was great to run into you guys.
Yeah.
I know. It was. Yeah. So tell our listeners a little bit about what you do and how you got there.
And how I got there.
Okay. Big question. So, yeah, two big questions.
Right. I am a high performance mindset coach, and I have been doing that full time since 2021. I work with athletes, leaders, and teams, professional and athletic. And I really work with them, obviously, on the mindset and reaching their next level. But we will, you know, break through mental barriers that they may have that holds them back. They will really learn resilience at another level. And at the end of the day, I support them, guide them, and challenge them to reach their next level. So that's kind of the essence of what I do.
Is it different? I mean, we were talking in our last episode about demographics and about how, well, we were talking about how funny we are, but people of a different age group might not think we're funny,
right?
That kind of thing. So is it, do you have to really shift gears when you're working with high school students versus someone like us? Is it really a change? Or,
you know, at the end of the day, high performance, there's foundational principles to it. And the difference is maybe a little bit in how I present it or the stories that I tell.
Okay.
Right. And I also spent 22 years in the professional world for sales and sales management in medical device. And I was in sales and then a sales manager. So I've worked with that professional sector, but then I was also a college athlete. You asked how I got to where I am. So being that I've been in their shoes. I played four sports through high school, played college basketball. It's very easy for me to still speak to that athlete, even though there is an age gap, obviously.
But you never lose that.
I know. And then I raised, you know, I raised competitive athletes.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I never, you know, I feel like I'm able to put that hat on and step back into that and relate to them because I have so many stories and I've been there. And that really truly was when I started seeing, I was in high school, the difference between what a mindset can do for you. Why do some people quit when things get hard? And then why for some people does it become their fuel? And it, at the foundation of that, it's your mindset.
Do you think that every body is capable of changing their mindset to make a shift in whatever it is in their life. It could be work-related, it could be family-related, yeah. relationship-related. Do you think we're all capable of that?
Absolutely. Everybody is capable. The question is, do you want to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, you know, and that kind of what pops in my mind is a parent calling me and saying, my athlete's struggling. Yeah. Like, we really need help. And, you know, sometimes parents have already talked to their athletes about, you know, getting support, getting a coach. It's all it is. And we all mm-hmm. need a coach, right? Because mm-hmm. we all have a next level.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they're like, there's nothing wrong with me. So there's resistance there and, you know, they don't want it. Mm-hmm. And if they aren't ready to have a coach and they're not open to it, then they're not going to True. Do the work
yeah.
and they're
mm-hmm.
not going to make the changes and they're not going to make the shift. So,
yeah.
But yes, everybody's capable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of two personal stories that I won't share and people that I know are in my life who they know what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what the problem is, but they have never pushed themselves beyond where I think they're capable of, right?
Right.
From the outside
uh-huh.
in, I can, yeah. I know the person, I know the heart, I know the, you know, the drive that could or couldn't be there, but they can't get there. So
yeah.
I just wonder when you hit that barrier, and that's why I asked that
yeah.
question with somebody, do you recognize that and call them out on it and say, I can't help you any further because you're not allowing yourself to get into that mindset. You're not,
yeah.
you're not
mm-hmm.
willing to push yourself mm-hmm. beyond X mm-hmm. to get to see the next version of yourself.
Right. And that would depend on where they're at.
Yeah.
You know, because as you're talking about that, it would be talking to them about where they're at with the mindset. And sometimes like reaching that next level or stepping out and taking action and doing what you know that you should be doing.
Right.
Comes with fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's like if they're open enough to work with them, it's kind of peeling that back to see, again, it's a mental barrier. Like what
yes.
is holding you back and what is, you know, where's that resistance
yeah.
coming from? And so it could be a slower process, but
mm-hmm.
if they're still even willing to move forward
mm-hmm.
and even to take small steps.
Yeah.
Because it's going to move you in the right direction, but it would still, you know, me working with someone, it would give us that opportunity to really uncover why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and fear is very common, and it's mm-hmm. common for all of us.
For
right?
sure.
For, you know, athletes, it never ends.
No,
because,
mm-hmm.
you're
you
right.
know,
making mistakes or feeling embarrassed or whatever that is, putting yourself out there, those are all mm-hmm. things that can hold you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's learning to shift the way you look at mistakes, the mm-hmm. way you look at possible failures or, you know, being embarrassed or whatever,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is.
True.
Mm-hmm. But it's shifting the way that you look at it. And,
mm-hmm.
and again, that's part of your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And we do shift that. We do the work to understand that those are all stepping stones.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't move forward. I can't move forward if I'm not willing to make mistakes, to put myself out there,
yeah.
to think,
mm-hmm.
oh my gosh, I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because we're
right.
all human. So
yeah.
none
right.
of us escape that.
Right.
And anybody that we all look up to that we think, wow, like they've made it,
mm-hmm.
they didn't make it without a ton of mistakes.
Oh, for
yeah.
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And
being
and
vulnerable.
Messy. It's
yeah.
messy.
And it being messy.
Yeah, it's
yes.
messy as you are moving forward
yeah.
and reaching your next level.
Yeah.
And so, again, it's just, it's a shift.
Yeah.
And are you willing to do the work?
Yeah.
And step out in fear and do it anyway,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It holds us back so often. And is there a, I'm sitting here thinking as you're talking about these kids who are never given any encouragement, or they're told so many things about themselves that are negative. Is it, what is that like to work with a child who's, or a young athlete who has talent? You can see it. And, they, and as you said, anybody can change their mindset, but first of all, I've got to think it's super rewarding when you get them to the other side, right?
Yes.
But also, what is that like? What is that like when someone first comes in and meets with you and they're so beat down because of other people in their life, perhaps parents that have told them that they're just not good enough or they're not worth this or whatever?
Yeah. And I want to, so I'm going to speak to that, but mm-hmm. I also want to say it's the same for professionals.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So yeah. many times, right. you know, it's like I might start working with someone and they're stuck in a position mm-hmm. and they may not feel like they're worthy of that next position, you know, or the sure. next step up. And mm-hmm. so, but the one thing that we take a look at is what is your blueprint? Right. And that's like a personal blueprint that you have. And it basically is what beliefs do you have about yourself?
Okay.
And so we do take a deeper look at that because you will never outperform the beliefs that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't believe you can hit your next level, you're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to take action. You're not going to move forward because mm-hmm. you have that deep-seated belief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's the same whether you're an athlete or a professional.
Mm-hmm.
And so we take a look at what beliefs do you have. And those beliefs start getting shaped on our lives very early, right? And to
right.
what you said, it can be school experiences. It could be teachers. It can be coaches. Mm-hmm. It can be parents, your family life.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
when people have told you that you're not good enough, you're mm-hmm. not capable, you are horrible at this, then people will take on those as beliefs. And when mm-hmm. you have a thought and you've thought it long enough, it can become a deep-seated belief, and it may not even be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of them are mm-hmm. not, if they're negative, most of them are not true.
Yeah. Right.
Right? We've taken them on mm-hmm. because of our outside influences.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's doing the work and really being honest with yourself and taking a look at what beliefs do you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start working on shifting them and understanding and knowing that you can start, you know, and it's not a jump, right? Because you're not going to go from down here to up here, but it's starting to tell a better story where you can kind of like start climbing that ladder, if you will,
mm-hmm.
Out of, and it's really, so it can be like a slow shift of your beliefs. But as your beliefs increase and as your beliefs shift, you're going to be more willing to take the action
mm-hmm.
to do mm-hmm. like, you know, your beliefs are gonna change. And again, a belief is just, it's a thought that you've had over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you think that it's real,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. but many times it's not.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm gonna give just a small example for myself. And this isn't necessarily, well, maybe it is a personality flaw, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you have those? Well, I mean, no.
Let's just be clear. Let's be clear.
No, not at all. This is very small and probably not a great example compared to the in-depth answer you just gave. But in our profession, we are under contract and we're in a deal with somebody. And mm-hmm. if you don't hear back from your client right away, I start coming up with all the reasons that, oh my gosh, they're not going to go through with this, and they're probably going to fire me after this, and there may not be a problem at all, but my internally I start going through all of the objections that could happen,
mm-hmm.
and I sometimes have to catch myself and say, Tanya, stop. This is you're making such a big deal about whether or not they're moving forward on the contract. I mean, it's a yes or a no. It's not about you. It's not about me.
Right.
It's not, you know, it is what it is, and you can't control the situation.
Right.
So internalizing something silly like that, you can only imagine an individual who starts life in their younger years with a huge fear or a huge inadequacy that maybe they perceive because they've been told that by someone else, and or maybe they just don't have great parents, or maybe they have a really mean sibling that tells them how terrible they are, and they grow up with that and they internalize that, and like you just said, that might not even be true about them.
Right.
So we our minds and our internal processes can be detrimental.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. You said so many things right. Right there.
What?
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, if you Google it, we have 60 to 70,000 plus thoughts a day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About 80% of them tend to be negative or thoughts and stories that don't serve us because we're human and we like to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
And then what happens is 95% of those thoughts are habit. So they're on repeat. So, you know, to what you said with your example around a closing that you're waiting for, that can become a habit, right? So that your brain immediately defaults to everything that could go wrong, right? And so it's no different than any other example that you want to use. What's happening is you're focused on what could go wrong, right? In any situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the natural thing to do. But you also said a key word, and you said you basically pause and catch yourself.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. None of us are going to erase negative thinking.
Right.
It doesn't matter. I still have to catch myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because we're all human. We live in this world. There's things coming at us. Mm-hmm. But the better you get at recognizing your brain wanting to default to what's going wrong and catching it, then you have the ability to change it. And that's where your power is. And I think that's where so many people miss. All of their power is just at whatever whim their brain wants to go on, right? Yeah. And so, but really, truly, your power is in catching yourself. And I talk about it in terms of becoming your own internal coach, right? So you're like, nope, pause. We are not going to go down that road because what are all the things that could go right? And also being able to let go of things that you can't control, because if that, if that house is meant to close, that house will close.
You're right.
At the end of the day. And again, it's like, it's not about you. And there may be things happening in their life, in their world that you aren't even aware of. And so it's being able to let go of that and trust that if it's supposed to close, it's going to close. And what that does for you at the end of the day is it helps you feel better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it helps you to maintain a high state.
Yes.
And I talk a lot and coach on high states and low states. Mm-hmm. And you are always going to show up your best and perform your best when you are in a higher state. Mm-hmm. And so you being able to control that dialogue, control the stories, catch yourself, flip it, take that deep breath, letting go of the things that you can't control, but controlling the story that you're telling, it helps you to stay in a better place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It makes total sense.
Yeah, yeah. It does. Tanya, I thought what you were going to say is how many times we're told no. We're in a service industry. I see a lot of potentially great agents get into this business, and they get told no so many times that they then quickly get out because they think they're not good at this or not, you know, because we do have to deal with no a lot.
Yeah, we do.
And and I always try to, you know, to teach that and to train that it's not going to be no forever. You have to take the no's with the yeses. And I try to give all those great examples of where today it was a no, but in 6 months it was a yes, or that no is, could be a blessing for you because that person that tells you no, maybe you weren't supposed to spend time and energy with that person and there's somebody better, there's a better client around the corner for you. That even trying to teach some of those things, you still see people question themselves because no is common in our business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, and yes. I was in that world a little bit different, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But still, but still it's sales, and you can get turned down and you can get told no a lot. And it kind of goes back to how are you framing the failures, right? Mm-hmm. Because are you looking at it like a failure, or are you looking at it through the lens of what did I learn?
Mm-hmm.
How did I grow?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I get better from that no? And then how can I build on it? And honestly, sales is a world of no's. Like the more no's you get, the more yeses you're going to get. So it's almost a race.
Right.
So it's like you could make a game out of it. You know, like how many no's can you actually get? Because you know along the way you're going to get yeses.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, but you see that's reframing the way that you're looking at failures. So people aren't getting the no's and saying, I'm horrible at this. What am I doing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I've got to get out. I'm never going to make it. Right. So your brain, you have a choice with every event that happens in your life, and it could be as simple as a no. You have a choice on what story you're going to give it.
True.
Right? And so are you going to give it the story of, I'm horrible at this, what am I doing wrong, I'm not good enough, I'm never going to make it, or is it the story that I just shared of, okay, wow, like I learned, I took away that nugget, I'm going to use it on my next one, and how can I get better? A story pops up in my head. You guys know who Sarah Blakely is? Creator of Spanx. But I love, so this is just for anyone out there, but she talks about growing up. And her dad celebrated how many times they failed at the end of every week. And I love hearing that because failures don't get celebrated. But you like look at the resiliency that she had and what she built. That like... she had an incredible foundation, and we probably have no idea how many times she was told no. And if you've listened to her story, it's an incredible story of her getting started and out there on the streets and the things that she did to get her product out there.
Right.
But she was trained to celebrate failures and mistakes. And so I think it's something, you know, it's like if you have kids, remember that. And then even if you're in the business, you know, like I said, make a game of it if you have to, but you've got to learn to, the more mistakes and failures we have, the quicker and the more we're going to grow.
And the better we are.
And the better we are.
I love that.
Yeah. I do too.
Angie, it's a good time to take a small break.
Okay.
All right. To hear a word from our sponsors.
Great leadership isn't about a title. It's about influence, impact, and the ability to navigate change with confidence. Many leaders struggle to communicate their vision, inspire their teams, and make strategic decisions that drive results. Without the right tools, performance and progress can stall. That's where I can help. I'm Angie Mullings. With decades of experience, I can deliver a dynamic keynote and conduct hands-on workshops that equip leaders to lead authentically and create lasting impact. Ready to invest in a more engaged and high-performing team? Reach out today to schedule a consultation.
And we're back from our short break. We're here with Angie Wiley, and she was just giving us some really great information on being able to reframe when we have a loss or when we lose something or a sale goes bad. And so I appreciate that perspective. I mean, if people learn nothing else from this podcast, I hope they'll walk away with reframing the negatives and the losses and celebrating those. Right. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I want to now go to your relationship with John Perry, the Nixa High School football coach. We had him recently on the podcast.
Awesome.
And he mentioned you in it. And of course, we told him we already know you.
Yes.
But so we want to know about your relationship with the Eagles and being a mindset coach for them. And how did that come into play in the first place?
Okay.
And what has happened in that journey just for, you know, the kids in Nixa, what a honor it is that they have John Perry as their coach, but also that Nixa High School was willing to take a leap of faith probably in hiring you to teach and coach alongside him. So tell us about that.
So we got connected through a mutual friend, right? How we, And so that mutual friend connected us, and we had a quick phone call, and then he invited me onto his podcast. So we did that podcast, and then after that podcast, he invited me to go sit down with him, you know, down in Nixa. And from there, it was he wanted me to work with them. And so we just kind of went through what would that look like. And I do work with teams. a lot. I work, you know, with athletic teams and professional teams, but this was a little bit different. You know, he really wanted me there for the whole season. And I do have an 8-week program, Master Your Mindset. And so I went on with them last year, took the athletes through that. They get a playbook. So once a week, I'm doing a training. Now, Nixa, and you know Coach Perry, he very much is in line, right, with what I teach
very
and
much.
Coach. And, and he's got coaching staff that is in line with him as well. And so they already have a foundation. And but I think, you know, and I don't want to speak for him, but I bring a different perspective. You know, one, there's no women. You know, there's no women on the coaching staff. So for them to even just have a woman coach and then coaching on the mindset and addressing, I might have the opportunity to go deeper on, you know, some of the challenges. And I know I presented in a different way. Challenges and struggles and things. And then I do have the opportunity to work with some of the athletes one-on-one. You know, coaches will, you know, say, go, I'm at one practice a week. And so it's like, you know, go talk to Angie. So I do have that opportunity. And so, and then I'm working with them again this year. And so it's kind of mirroring what we did last year. So
I love that.
I do too.
And I love the idea that our young children that are going to be the future are learning about themselves, right? We don't, at that age, there's nobody in school and parents are busy and you're going to practice and you're spending the night with your friends on the weekends. And, you know, when are we teaching them to be good humans? And I feel like Coach Perry and you and the rest of the coaching staff, yes, it's about football and it's about the game and the sport, but more so it's about, we want you to leave this program and go out and be a really good human and take these attributes that we're offering you, you know, for free. You get these for free. It's part of your practice. And to take it into life. I love that.
It's important. You know, one of the last things that I just worked with them on too, and again, this goes for not just athletes, but it goes for professionals, but it is a deeper dive into who are you, right? And because we all end up with identities. And, you know, and I just shared with the team, only 7% of high school athletes go on to the next level, right?
That's and
so, so it's like if their whole identity is I'm an athlete, I'm a football player, and whether you get done after high school or you're done after college, you better know who you are at a deeper level and understand identity, because I think, and again, that that's where I'm like, it goes for a professional too, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's like when I did a complete stop of my medical device career that I had been in for 22 years, and that is a shift. That is a change in your identity. And it's knowing that you are more than what you do, whether you're an athlete or whether you're a professional. And so, so again, it's deeper work into who are you? Who do you want to become? Who do you want to be? How do you want to show up? But it's you as a person. And we call that like your inside strength. So
love that.
When you're working with teams, do you, and not necessarily high school, not necessarily athletes, but let's take this to like the corporate clients that you have. When you're working with a team, when is it, I guess I should ask a couple of questions here. Do you sometimes find that there is a disruptor within that team framework and somebody who's really not on the bus? We talk about the book, The Energy Bus, and we want the right people on the bus with us and around us, the right people on our team. So have you encountered a situation where there was a disruptor, and then is it, what's your advice to that leader of that team and how they deal with that disruptor?
Yes. There, you know, anytime you have a team, a company, a business, you know, your goal is to have an incredible culture. And, you know, one person could pull, you know, could be trying to pull the others down. that is where I think it's helpful to have an outside mm-hmm. coach
yeah. mm-hmm.
come in, you know, mm-hmm. and one, you know, whether I work with individuals or not, you know, within that team, teaching around the mindset and how you feel and trying to coach to the individuals, you know, because even anytime I'm working with a team, it's like, if I can help you hit your next level mm-hmm. and help you perform from your high state, mm-hmm. which is when I'm talking high state, it's when you're confident. Mm-hmm. Life, you know, you may have peace, mm-hmm. ease. You feel like things are working out for you. They're mm-hmm. going good, right? Like mm-hmm. it's yeah. the higher emotions yes. on the emotional yeah. scale. And if we can get you individually to work on yourself and to know that you're reaching for your next level, what collectively then happens as a team is mm-hmm. the whole team will rise.
Mm-hmm.
I did just have a question, and so I give the athletes opportunities. And so again, I feel like everything fits, whether I'm talking about like an athlete example mm-hmm. or a sales world,
yeah.
but this just happened. And one of the athletes submitted, you know, how do you overcome or what do you do when you have a negative influence mm-hmm. that won't go away, mm-hmm. right? Somebody that is trying to drag you down, right? Mm-hmm. And so then that can, it can just be like poison on a team.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. you know, one way you can look at that is, you're familiar with Mel Robbins and the yeah. theory, let them.
Yes.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, that's part of it, because I feel like the more energy you give someone who is a negative person, mm-hmm. and if you are trying to change them, if you are, you know, what is happening is you're going to pull your own energy down.
For
right.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So
right.
instead, you're not responsible always for trying to raise everyone. You can almost set a better example if you are able to maintain your high state, if mm-hmm. you are
True.
Able to maintain a higher energy,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and then let them know you care. It doesn't mean that you're rude or mean, but you're like, you know, you don't give your power away to a negative person yeah. or a negative energy, mm-hmm. if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I feel like the more attention you give it, what you focus on grows.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. So for
right.
all of the people who are, you know, on the team and moving in the right direction, support that person. But if everybody's focused on the one negative energy, mm-hmm. then it's going to collectively pull you all down mm-hmm. versus, you know, keeping your focus in the direction that it wants to go, encouraging the person who might be struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And as a leader, that might be an opportunity to work with someone one-on-one to figure out, what is it?
Yeah.
Are mm-hmm. you not even happy here?
Right,
right. Right. I was a manager and I would, you know, it's like, have those real conversations,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
are you not happy here? Do mm-hmm. you need to, can I support you? Where do you want to go?
Right.
Right. Where would you love to be in a year, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
not being afraid of that as
right.
a leader too, mm-hmm. because
yeah.
sometimes it's not the right fit.
You're right.
And that's
right.
why that person isn't happy.
Yeah.
And so it's figuring out what individually people want and what they want to go for and supporting them in that. And if they know that they have your support, they might get happy in that role, just knowing
True.
That you're supporting
yeah.
them
yeah.
to get where they do want to go
instead yeah.
of, I'm so tired of being here.
Yeah. yeah.
Right.
Right.
So
yeah,
that's kind of a
yeah.
multi-layer answer, I guess.
Yeah, no, that was good. That's good. Because I think you're right. I think a lot of people get stuck in, I've got to have this job, I've got to do this, and I don't have any options.
Mm-hmm.
But if we as leaders can recognize that someone is perhaps not fulfilling their not living up to their potential.
Yeah.
If they are not performing at their best level, it could just be because they have a different skill set. They need to
yeah.
do something different.
And
right. we often can't recognize that in ourselves, right? That
right.
that and if
yeah.
and if a leader is seeing that and seeing the potential in someone, but probably not perhaps not with their company or not in this current role,
right.
then yeah, I think
don't be afraid of that as
yeah.
a leader. Help
yeah.
people get to where, I think when you do that, things are always going to work out for you as a leader
yep.
when you're taking care of people.
True.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
You talk about living in an abundance, with an abundance mindset. I've heard you mention that before, and I think that's so critical. And you mentioned Mel Robbins, one of our favorites.
Indeed.
Yes. She had an episode a couple of weeks ago, and I've been practicing this daily. She has 8 sentences you should say to yourself in the morning, and I'm curious if you have any additional tips for our listeners that you wouldn't mind sharing. But I haven't memorized all 8 of them yet, but every day the first one I've been saying is, it's going to be a great day, and not, it's going to be a great day, it's going to be a great day, because it's one thing to say it, but you've got to believe it, right? You've got to believe it. And the second one I love, what cool thing is going to happen to me today? I love that, because it opens the possibilities for so many things. And she's got some others, but I'm curious, do you have any great tips? And again, she says, you know, do something. What does it take to make a habit, form a habit? It's 6 weeks or something. 60
plus days.
Okay.
To create a new habit.
But you gotta stick with it, and you've gotta believe in what you're saying. But any other tips that you have?
So I love, just to expand on that.
Yeah.
So that question that you ask, what cool thing is gonna happen to me today? That is an assuming positive question. Okay. And so it's like, when you ask yourself, wow, how many ways could this work out?
Yeah.
Right? So that's an assuming positive question.
Yeah. Yes.
What happens is our brain goes to work on answering it and figuring that out. Mm-hmm. So that is why those are so powerful.
Yeah.
And I use asking yourself positive questions to help shift your state.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And so it's like, if you want to start your day in a high state, and that's essentially what her questions are going to help you do.
Right.
Right.
Additional things that are so simple, and people have probably heard them, but do you do it?
Mm-hmm.
And it is bookending your day with appreciation. Mm-hmm. Start your day with 3 to 5 things.
Mm-hmm.
Writing them down is even more powerful than saying them.
Yes.
And then ending your day in that way. Because what happens is, and I also like what you said, you can't just say, I'm going to have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
You have to feel it. Mm-hmm. The same is true with appreciation. Mm-hmm. You can't say, I'm thankful for check the box. Mm-hmm. I did it. Well, nothing's happening. Right?
Right.
No, it is like, you have to think about things in your life that you really, truly can feel appreciation for.
Yeah.
And if you're frustrated with your job, don't try to sit in appreciation around your job. Find the things in your life, like, wow, like, I have a beautiful home, or I'm thankful for the food, or, you know, and just really appreciate the sunsets, appreciate the little things that we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you do that and you sit in it and you feel it, you can feel it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so that helps you to start your day in a higher state.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also helps you to end your day. So if you've had a crazy, hectic, overwhelmed day, which that is a story, by the way, but if you want to end your day in a better place, you can sit in appreciation, and it lets your brain go to sleep in a higher state.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're bookending your day in a higher state.
Gotcha.
And you can pull in those questions if you want to pull in the questions as well. I'm a big believer in journaling.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be complex, because it's like, I don't have time for that. When I'm coaching someone, I'm like, you don't have time not to.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it completely shifts how you show up, how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It will shift your day if you will take, it doesn't matter. Take 1 to 2 minutes. Write down 5 words that you want to feel that day.
Yeah.
Right. That can be that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm a big believer in that, because that's conditioning your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And when you condition your mind over time, you learn, you train your brain to show up in the way that you want to show up and to feel how you want to feel. I feel like people who live in anxiety, it's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of where their focus is, all at the control of their negative mindset.
Yeah.
And so you can train yourself to live in a higher state. Mm-hmm. And that's what some of these tools will do mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah.
Which makes life better.
It does.
Which gives you more success. It brings yes. you better things. You mm-hmm. are an attractor of more yes. positive things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mm-hmm.
it all works together.
Yes, it does.
Wow. That yeah, that right there was
that was gold.
Bottle that up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put that light yeah. on that.
Now do it, people out there. Do it.
Right. Take the action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly. where I said you have to do it. And it mm-hmm. seems simple. It's easy not to do.
Yeah.
But it's easy to do. And yeah. it's life changing mm-hmm. if you will do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want us to get off of here before we talk about what you just did with your family. Because Angie Wiley and I were talking about before you, Angie, got here this morning.
Okay.
Or you were in the bathroom, I think. Yeah. But we were talking about your climb that you just mm-hmm. did yeah. and the impacts on your family. Yeah. And so tell us what you did so that our audience okay. knows what you did and, yeah. and the why and what Ooh, became yeah. of it.
The why?
The why.
You guys know my story.
Mm-hmm. We sure do.
Yeah.
I lost my husband in 2020.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we went through hard.
I know.
Hard yeah. as a family.
Yeah.
And it was hard for 5.5 years. Mm-hmm. He fought that battle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And after, it was a couple years after he passed. And of course, at that point, I'm in my 50s, but I've always loved trying to stay fit, number mm-hmm. one. And mm-hmm. I wanted a hard challenge. Mm-hmm. And I wanted something that forced me to use what I teach yeah. again mm-hmm. at a physical level because we had been through it mentally, emotionally.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And so it popped across social media, but it was 29029 is what it's called. And it's climbing the equivalent of Mount Everest.
Okay.
So it's not Mount Everest, but you're climbing the equivalent of. So there's different locations you can go to. We ended up going to Mont Tremblant, which is north of Montreal, Canada.
Okay.
And you climb up, and our climb was over 2,000 feet up, 1.7 miles each time. And you take the gondola down, and we did it 15 times. So it ends up being just under 26 miles and actually just over 29,029 feet.
Wow.
And you only have 36 hours to do it.
Oh.
So we started 2 weeks ago. We started on Friday morning, mm-hmm. And you have until Saturday evening, that 36-hour mark, to complete it.
Wow.
But when I brought up the challenge to my kids, they got excited about it. And so I was like, you guys want to do it with me?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. they were all in.
Yeah.
And so, yes, all my kids went, and uh-huh. We all did the climb. And what I love about it is the analogies, mm-hmm, right? We had to train. Mm-hmm. You have to go through the hard. Mm-hmm. You have to make a choice. Am I going to do the workout today? Am I not going to do the workout today? Am I going to give it everything I got, or am I not going to give it? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you, mm-hmm. and then when you're on the mountain and you're climbing, honestly, I had actually some health setbacks where I was out and I lost 5 weeks of working out. Mm-hmm. I didn't. And so, in fact, it's not just not working out, like my body was not in a good place. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure if I could finish it based mm-hmm. on that or how my body would feel, you mm-hmm. know, putting that kind of stress on it. And, but I kept my head down. Right? Like you, and this is the analogy with life. Like we mm-hmm. all have a big vision. You may have a big goal mm-hmm. and we look up. And sometimes when you look up at it, it feels overwhelming mm-hmm. and it feels so big and it feels so far out there. But you do that and then you know your why, and then you look down mm-hmm. and you ask yourself, what is my next step? And so I found myself looking down mostly, yeah. like, because I'm like, if I just keep taking the next step, mm-hmm. I will finish.
Yeah.
And I will get there. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of, and of course I used my mantras and my mindset and the things that I say to myself. And
oh, yeah.
also As long as my body was going to let, you know, physically be okay, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I can take the pain and mm-hmm. I can take the exhaustion,
right.
I wasn't quitting. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I wasn't going to let the mountain beat me.
Yeah, right? For sure.
So,
so
there's like that mindset too. Uh-huh. It's that grit,
yeah,
mm-hmm. right? And it's like you can have the grit mm-hmm. in sales. Like, mm-hmm. are you going to let, right? And so it's like, yep. it's such a parallel to life yes. when you like look at climbing a mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you guys set in on the training that I titled it Built to Climb.
Yes.
And
yes.
I because I love the analogy with climbing mm-hmm. and life, no yes. matter what we are going after.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's amazing.
I love that.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My
and I'm glad you all made it. That's
yeah.
that's
yeah.
awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was an incredible experience just for your family, you know, a family
yes.
to go through
yeah.
something like that
oh,
together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And something you will all have with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
A fantastic memory.
Yeah.
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 Life-changing.
Life-changing.
Yes. Life-changing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
It's great.
Well,
yeah.
thank you. And thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
So many good things. I hope you guys share this episode with anyone who is looking to attain a big goal or just needs to understand the power of positive attitude.
Yeah, and changing your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Please share this with a friend you know would love it. Thank you, Gershman Mortgage, for recording with us. And thank you to our premier sponsor, Great American Title. We'll catch you guys next time.
See ya.
Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.